Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 2nd of November, 2015. The title, Elusive Innovation. I confess, I am an innovator. This being Innovation and Strategy Month at Pauper Italo Publications, my confession may be a good place to start. Having just come from the 6th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point adds positively to the mix. This conference likely covers the most innovative subjects in our industry because I steer its content and that is what I seek. Innovation makes the world go round and further as a human satisfier keeps life from being boring. However, innovation has its problems both from the practitioner and the manager perspectives. If you are a manager charged with innovation advancement, your task is difficult. The first problem is where to find the seeds of innovation, and the second is to select which seeds to water, fertilize, and protect. Early in the innovation process, it can be exceedingly difficult to discern which ideas to take forward and which to discard. In the practical world, you are going to have to water and fertilize all the seeds to a certain point, which means you are going to waste money on those which you eventually discard. The temptation is to not waste money, but to be too stingy too early is to run the risk of killing some really great ideas.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
As an innovator, the frustration is equally palpable. My personal experience is people will mock your ideas until they are proven to be winners, and then, overnight, their next action is to steal them. My wife used to read trade publications in our industry. She would point out stories or announcements to me and say, "Look, they used your idea." She thought that was flattery. I thought it to be another example of thievery. She stopped doing this after she saw my reaction. I think there have been two and only two really great innovators since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. The first is Thomas Edison, and the second is Steve Jobs. Now, did they discover the science behind their innovations? No. But they turned science discovered by others into practical innovation everyone on the planet uses today. Without Thomas Edison and Steve Jobs, the world would be as follows. There would be no electric lights, music industry, film industry, personal computers, extremely smartphones, and on and on and on and on. You are affected by the innovations of these two and only these two individuals from the moment you wake up in the morning until well after you go to bed at night. Thus our title, Elusive Innovation. For out of all the individuals who have been born since Thomas Edison, which was the 11th of February, 1847, literally billions and billions of people, only two have impacted you to the extent these two have. Real innovation is elusive. I like to think we are innovative here at Pauper Italo Publications. We have very innovative message delivery and content coverage. I would dare say the most innovative in the pulp and paper industry worldwide. Yet, as I tell our staff, there is a fine line between being unique and being weird. And for each person who observes us, their fine line between unique and weird is uniquely their own. Still, we soldier on for many reasons, including a mission to bring this industry into the 21st century, help advertisers find more efficient ways to deliver their message, and simply because it is a lot of fun. We're grateful you are along for the ride. No quiz this week. We are giving you a break. For safety this week, one of the greatest safety innovations we have seen in a long time was the topic of the last presentation at the Light Green Machine Institute conference. This was likely the first presentation on this subject anywhere in our industry, a presentation on the use of drones. Drones are going to radically improve the safety aspects of our industry, from their ability to inspect high-altitude matters without sending a human into space to allowing us to inspect items that were not easily inspected before. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 9th of November, 2015. The title, Innovation versus Politics. For most people, innovation is difficult. As I referenced last week, I have a gift of innovation and ideas, so I don't see it that way. However, I observe what goes on around me and how others struggle. I understand it is difficult for most. So to get ahead in the modern business world, many resort to politics. Internal politics at a major corporation can be brutal and personally devastating if you are on the losing end. Even if you're on the so-called winning end, you will likely end up paranoid and a mental wreck. There is not much room in a major corporation for innovation. They are more about continuing the status quo coupled with small incremental improvements. Often those improvements are related to internal procedures, not actually improving products or services for customers. Startups and small companies have no choice but to compete on innovation, for they have to win the hearts and wallets of the consumers. Inertia is not on their side as it is with large organizations.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
How does inertia affect business? I'll give you an example. My wife and I bank with one particular bank. Every so often, they send us new bank cards, that is, ATM cards. A couple of years ago, this happened, as usual. For many, many years, these cards carried the Visa logo. Not long after the last time we got new Visa cards, and went into accounts where we might have those set up for payments and changed the new expiration dates and so forth, the bank did an about-face. They issued new cards to everyone once again that now carried the MasterCard logo. Of course, this changed all the numbers on every account and required any place you had used your previous card to be updated. They got away with this nonsense because they are a large bank. That's inertia. It probably saved them big bucks, but it did nothing for their customers. In fact, it caused their customers a great deal of unnecessary work. Did we change banks? No, because it's likely they all behave this way with their customers. In our own industry, we are known for inertia. We are not known for innovation. In fact, innovation is almost discouraged. We are known for politics. If I took off my socks right now, I don't have enough digits on my hands and feet to count all the bad managers I know in positions of power right now in our industry. Politics wins. At the time it was going on, I accepted the common logic that newsprint and the printing and writing grades were being destroyed by the internet. That was an easy excuse to buy into, and by and large, we all bought into it. However, looking back, there is little evidence that the companies making these grades worked very hard at keeping the business. It was as if when the traditional business dried up, they simply said, oh, well, that business is gone. Guess we'll close up shop. An example from the 1990s is worth mentioning. As I understood it, at one time, Champion had one machine at Corlin, Alabama that ran nothing but Sears and Roebuck catalog stock. Sears dropped the catalog and Corlin moved on for a few years. After Champion was bought by International Paper, Corlin continued to operate. However, a few years ago, at a shock to the entire industry, Corlin was shut. A very large mill, a fairly new mill, gone. What would have happened if the executive team at Champion had decided they were in the catalog paper business, not just the Sears catalog paper business? What if they had decided to really work the catalog business and go after it? Big business, small business, and so forth and so on. I suspect at our house we'd get the equivalent of two or three of the old Sears catalogs every year in the mail. Someone has that business, and likely it could have been Champion's if they had been innovative. Our lack of innovation is killing us one slice at a time. What do you think? Do you think your company is more innovative or more politically driven? Take our quiz this week and let us know. Surprisingly, innovation seems to come regularly in the safety business. Both equipment and methods are constantly changing for the better. Are you up to date? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. 8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of November 16th, 2015. Innovation is not fiction. Several times during my career, I've heard people come along and proclaim they were doing something innovative. Often, this has to do with construction contracts, engineering specifications, or other similar and related matters. Virtually every time, I have seen these people have their heads handed to them on a platter. So, I'm an innovator, and I'm a big proponent of innovation. What happened in these cases? The so-called innovation was pure fantasy land. It was never going to happen, and to say that it was going to happen was simply wishful thinking. One case I remember from decades ago involved an innovative way to contract for the construction of a recovery boiler at a major southeastern U.S. coastal paper mill. The only problem, besides the entire foolishness of the contract drafting, was that the company leader who came up with this jewel started bragging about it before it was over. By the time the project was completed, the change orders drove the price to what it would have been originally. Part of his braggadocio narrative was that he had figured out how to write a contract that was impossible to produce change orders against. Wrong.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
To add insult to injury, he took his premature declarations to a major engineering meeting and presented them in a session. I was in the audience. He talked about how his contract was innovative and fostered true teamwork between owner and contractor. In the same session, on the same dais, the president of the construction company that had taken on this contract also had a presentation. And in his presentation, he quoted chapter and verse from the other fellow's contract, the super restrictive language that clearly showed this contract was completely one-sided and had nothing to do with teamwork. The president of the construction company was a gentleman, and he never let on that the contract he was reading from was the one that had been bragged about minutes before. I may have been the only one in the room that had access to and read the contract in detail, so hence the only one in the room that knew what was going on. In recent years, there has been at least one company running around our industry claiming they have innovative construction contracting skills as well. Their technique seems to be to write contracts that are missing vast chunks that are needed to make the proposed installation work. Then they fight all the change orders, hammer and tong. Nice. Innovative fiction does not just occur in contracting, but these examples are instructive. The problem is, good innovation often looks like fiction on the surface. So, challenge innovation. Challenge what will make it work. If it is in contracts, challenge the legality. If it is in products, challenge the science. And if it is in services, challenge the psychology that will cause people to behave in the manner that will result in the outcome predicted. Legality, science, and psychology must stand as a foundation for all innovation. For our quiz this week, we'll ask you one simple question. You may take it here or online. For safety this week, we certainly don't want any fiction in our safety equipment or procedures. Always test for these issues as you have your safety meetings. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This message is for those of you who manage lagoons. Do you find your electrical energy budget for 2016 to be shocking? Is your 2016 maintenance budget gut-wrenching? Is there any money left in your 2015 capital budget? If you answered yes to these questions, AirMaster Aerator can still the waters for you. AirMaster aerators are low horsepower, low maintenance, high performance units. Over 600 have been installed since 1999. AirMaster aerator,
Reach us at airmasteraerator.com. That's airmasteraerator, airmasteraerator.com. Or call us at 1-888-813-3680. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 23rd of November, 2015. Innovation can be bought. In fact, most of the time, that is exactly what large companies do. Earlier in this series, I talked about the inertia of large companies and the inability for them to innovate. So, they do the next best thing. They buy it. Sometimes it looks like they are buying a competitor to acquire the competitor's market share. Oftentimes, though, this is really recognizing the competitor had a better way of penetrating the market, and the acquirer is hoping to transfer that expertise to their own business. Sometimes it works, sometimes it fails. In other cases, the acquisition is an outright purchase of innovation. The electronic IT internet world is full of examples like this. Even the giants such as Apple, Microsoft, and Google, who essentially started out as garage operations themselves, perhaps not Google, grew to a size that internal innovation was no longer cost-effective. Better to let someone else take the risk and pluck the winners from the world, even at a premium price. These types of practices also happen in pharmaceuticals and aerospace. Startups often occur, and acquisitions are frequent.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical, the only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Why does this not happen in pulp and paper with such frequency? The answer is simple, I think. We are not being nearly as innovative as other industries. If you look at the acquisitions in our industries, they are for core business reasons. When companies merge, it really is to purchase market share, reduce overhead burdens, and so forth. Mergers and divestitures take place for tax reasons, too. Think of all the forests that have been stripped out of the operating companies. So why don't we have the garage-style startups? Is our industry really that dull and boring that everything has already been invented in our industry? I don't think so. I'll propose our problem is of a different kind. We are invisible to the younger generations. They don't see us, pay any attention to us, or think there's anything glamorous about the industry. They use paper every day, just like they use their phones and other electronic gadgets. But the old saying I use applies. Paper is so ubiquitous that it is invisible. And on top of that, the environmental activists have made us out to be the bad guys. It is to our detriment that we do not have garages full of young people trying to create a better paper. Why? It means our future as an industry is risky, for it means everything we do is subject to being eclipsed by another industry that figures out a way to do it better, cheaper, and faster, with more customer satisfaction. I'll even add tissue products to this category. In fact, tissue products were one of the first grades to be affected by a technology from another industry. Up until the late 1960s, facial tissue was a large and growing market, especially in cold and flu season. Then along came antihistamines. They had a noticeable effect on this market. This dent in the market is the reason KC and P&G came up with cubicle designer boxes of tissues, trying to grow a market that had been snuffed out. What is your take on innovation in our industry? Please take our quiz and let us know right here online. For safety this week, sometimes we need to stay with the tried and true when it comes to keeping our employees safe. Check out all innovations before you decide that the old must be discarded in your safety thinking. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If safety, saving time and money during inspections, repairs, and projects is important to you, it's time to take your project to new heights. Propellerheads Aerial Photography is a veteran-owned company with 12 years of award-winning experience and expertise in the cutting-edge field of drone photography and videography. We provide superior solutions for your mill's needs. Let Propellerheads do your dangerous high work and visual inspections by getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of all those hard-to-reach places. Our service saves your mill money by cutting down on costly downtime and extra man-hours. Call us today at 229-548-0020 or visit our website at www.propheadsphoto.com. That's PropheadsPhoto.com. Propellerheads Aerial Photography, delivering amazing results at a fraction of the time and cost.
This is Nip Impressions, and this column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan sitting in for Jim, because he is away. Jim says, some of the best innovations I have seen in terms of improving productivity, efficiency, and profitability had nothing to do with advanced science, mathematics, or any other sophisticated subject. They had to do with housekeeping, orderliness, and imparting high standards. Now, in my dotage, an accusation made by some people, though I reject it, I can usually walk in a mill and in a few minutes tell you qualitatively how it is running. In extreme cases, I have to get no further than the parking lot. In one severe case in a coastal southern U.S. city, all you have to do is get within 3 blocks of the place. Unfortunately, especially when engineers and pulp and paper scientists are involved, they are biased toward more science, more math, more technology to rescue them from dismal performance. If they don't have the basic right, this focus, while being fun to execute and costing lots of money, will not help. I have written many times about housekeeping over the years, for I know it to be the least costly, easiest to implement process to right a sinking ship. Well, maybe not the easiest to implement, although it should be, because it involves changing people's habits. I don't care which method you use, my old friend's LOC, Lean, Orderly, and Clean principles, or the now popular 5S process, there is no faster and more economical way to improve performance. It's also helpful to have some old sailors around, of any rank from non-coms through officers. The Navy knows how to keep things clean and orderly because ships have only a limited amount of space and personnel are asked to do intense tasks flawlessly. No room for a boneyard on a ship. Locations unkempt and disorganized cost money. They cost money in many ways, from spending time looking for things you need to being a breeding ground for accidents. Fixing unkempt and disorganized facilities saves money, boatloads of it. Not only can you find things when you need them, you know what is important, for the important things are the only ones that are left. You also get a Frederick Taylor effect when you clean up your facility. The employees naturally raise their standards and improve their efficiency. So it is simple. Before you launch any sophisticated innovation program, make sure you have innovated your entire way of doing business and have the simple steps right. Pick the easy, low-hanging fruit before you get excited about the golden apples on the higher branches. Some will say housekeeping is not their job. They were not hired to do such mundane tasks. They will post silent protests around their workspaces, you know the signs, those that praise a messy desk. Such a position is defenseless.
it has been proven time and again that disorganization costs money. I feel so strongly about this that I think it should be probably the second metric discussed on performance reviews, the first being safety. It falls in the two can'ts method of management. If you can't organize your area of responsibility, you can't stay. What do you think about a hard stance on housekeeping? You can let us know by taking our quiz this week right here. For safety, this week we know a cluttered workspace is an unsafe workspace. Fix it. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.